Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser coming to you live here in Los Angeles. Davey, of course, is with me in studio here. Good morning, Davey.
Hey, Dougie.
And Benny joins us from Seattle. Benny, how are you?
Good day and happy belated Mother's Day weekend for you.
Thank you. And do I sound older?
A little bit.
It was my birthday on Sunday.
Oh my God. You always keep things quiet for me. I don't like
I'm
it.
Not a, here's the deal. I'm not a huge birthday person. Mm-hmm. I was even getting texts on Sunday morning from friends being like, this is ridiculous. You didn't even mention it, David. No, normally we go away, but we've been away. We were on the cruise and we're going away again in 2 weeks. So guys, I travel. So I wanted to stay home. I got the strangest birthday gift that I have ever received in my life. Ever. No holds, like, ever. So on Sunday afternoon, we decided to go to a friend's house to hang out at their pool for a while. And David was like, well, we have to be home by 7:30. And what? I said, well, why do we have to be home by 7:30? And he was like, and I could see the agita, the anxiety. And I was like, what is going on? And I was like, just tell me, I hate surprises.
Well, you're so nosy anyways. Nosy, too. You're both nosy and noisy. So, you know, you're trying to get it out of him. He's just being calm. Like,
right. He was like, I promised your mother. And I said, you promised my mother what? And he was like, we have to be home at 7:30.
See, stop asking questions.
Thank you.
So I deduced that it's a Sunday, so it cannot be flowers.
You're a lawyer now.
And I said, is my mother sending me a singing telegram? To which David turned completely pale.
Oh, no.
You pulled that out of nowhere.
So we go. I hope my mother isn't listening. Mother, I adore you, but I am going to make fun of this moment. So we go home, and I'm pacing, and I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. And finally the doorbell rings and the dog goes insane. And I open the door and standing there is a really bad Wonder Woman. So I started laughing because I was obsessed with Wonder Woman as a kid. My parents, in an effort to not have me be beaten up, wouldn't let me wear my Wonder Woman boots out of the house. Like, they bought them for me, and I just remember them being
That's
like,
sweet of them to do that, though.
Then they were like, it's great that you love Wonder Woman, and I would jump on the kitchen floor, and I'd be like, they click. And, you know, it was, like, all very exciting, and they were like, they do click, but we're only going to use them in the house. And I get it. They were trying to protect me from the bullies of Garden City, where I grew up. So anyway, I opened the door, and it's Wonder Woman.
They're probably wearing them now.
Exactly, right. And I can't help but laugh, but here's the deal with Wonder Woman. Clearly this... actor? Is that what you call it?
Yes, clearly she's an actor.
This performer is known for her Marilyn because she greets me in a Marilyn voice.
Oh.
And I think I made a face because she said, you never know, it could have been Marilyn as Marilyn. So the rest of the performance is what appears to be Wonder Woman impersonating Marilyn Monroe.
That's kind of like the best of both worlds.
It was really awkward.
She did like
And you could see her trying to shake the character like, I'm not Marilyn. I'm not Marilyn. And to the point where she started singing to me, she seemed overwhelmed and she started getting red and she was singing happy birthday.
Yeah, she was doing
Mr. Psychic. And I was like,
really?
What is going
like
wrong?
She was slipping into it.
Right. And then I thought, maybe this is a dream. Maybe I'm having a stroke. Marilyn Monroe as Wonder Woman. And then... have you ever had, you know, I don't know if you've got this, but you've got friends that are performers and you go to a show and there's only like six people there. So you feel like you have to laugh harder and like it's a little uncomfortable. So this was a long performance and it started getting a little awkward. And she turned on me and kind of started making fun of me mid-performance.
I think she probably saw your eye rolling.
You don't and make fun of the birthday boy.
She wanted to dance with me and she was like, you're going to do everything that I say. And I was like, what is this, 50 Shades of Grey? I'm not going to do everything you tell me to do. And I said, I will respect the performance, but I'm not dancing with you. And she got very irritated.
Really?
And it was a very strange moment. But the good news is we have it all on video.
Yes.
Because David was standing behind me laughing hysterically as I'm like trying to negotiate whether or not I'm going to bring sexy back with Marilyn Wonder Woman.
I thought it was funny.
That's what she kept saying. And I was like, I'm not going to do this. It was a fascinating experience. I shall remember that forever. And she kept...
Come on, you can do it.
That's what she was doing with no music.
Woo!
But she kept saying, is there anything I can do for you? What am I supposed to say? Do the dishes? Mow the lawn? I don't know. You're Wonder Woman.
What would Wonder Woman sound like anyway? What would a Wonder Woman impersonator say to sound like Wonder Woman anyway?
Well, she would sound confident and talk about the lasso of truth. And how she can deflect bullets with her wristbands.
Yep.
Exactly.
Right, how do I know that? I know that,
I was going to say. Somebody else watched it.
Uh-huh.
She might talk about Wonder Woman Island, where all the other girls are in training. You know, these are the things... Don't laugh at me. These are the things she might talk about, but no... She was Marilyn, which is fine. I appreciate her. And what a hard job. Can you imagine that? I mean, really?
I don't know. Like, you obviously are dressed up as the person. How does that not get clicked in your head that you must stay in the character?
I think Wonder Woman called in sick that day, and Marilyn had to quickly... And I think someone grabbed the closest woman and was Marilyn, you're Wonder Woman. Go get him, darling.
David, did you complain? Did you, like, call back the company? Or...
No, my
mother ordered it.
Yeah,
no. Mm. She did want her money back, she thought. And I was like, no, this poor girl's in my driveway, and she has to come up with the song because I didn't want her to come in because I was like, who is this woman? It's all very strange. But anyway, that's how we spent our Sunday evening. Guys, what else happened last night? Howard Stern debuted on America's Got Talent. Did you watch it?
I unfortunately was out doing errands with the boys. So, I know. But
what time do those children go to sleep?
You just calm down. This isn't about the boys today. Okay? This isn't about my boys. We'll move on.
Okay. So, I thought he did a great job.
Yeah. I've heard some good things.
He was really, really great.
I thought he was funny. Was very good.
He was honest. But my Lord, it was 2 hours long. I don't know if I can do this. I love Howard Stern. I wanted to tune in, but I got bored. First of all, it's everything from like a woman who came out with like 30 birds.
There were
around
like 30
her.
Parakeets on her, yeah.
And you think she's going to do something with the birds, but she just sings. And I can't. And then there's like the guy who's shooting a bow and arrow across the stage at a woman holding balloons.
It's very random.
And the dance troops, and I can't. It's too much, and it's 2 hours of it, and I don't have that kind of time. I've got superheroes at my doorstep for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So I'm just
impersonating Marilyn Monroe.
Exactly. So we have all of these. Competition shows, and I just think the market is way too saturated with
I agree.
Not to mention The Bachelorette, I think, just started, and that's another show that's like every day of the week, 2 hours a night.
Didn't I read somewhere they're doing the Mormon version of The Bachelorette? I mean, what are those dates going to be?
I would watch that.
I don't understand. There's no hand-holding, there's no dancing, there's no caffeine. Those are going to be some unique dates. So I was interested in it, and then I'm reading Britney Spears and Demi Lovato. Who's Demi Lovato?
She is a fellow child Disney star.
Oh, is she the one who she's something about a skyscraper?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, that's her song.
Do you know that
you
song,
just dated
Benny?
Yourself. Isn't you that something that? About a skyscraper?
Well, because every time I hear that song, I have to change it into something else. So it's like, I'm a pancake maker. Like, it's constant. And David's like, would you shut up?
I'm going to have to find that now.
Maybe we'll upload that as a video as well.
Right.
So I don't think I can do it. Although, I am going to tune in to see Britney. I have to see the first episode because I just want to know how she does, what's going to happen.
And I don't think she'll be the tough judge, though. That's a safe assumption.
No, of course
assumption.
Not. My God.
Isn't there stuff like floating around, like rumorville on like how awkward it was for her when being introduced and how, I mean, she's really,
what do you
know.
Mean for like a press
junket
or something?
The press junket and all that or whatever. And
I'm sure.
She's good, I guess, but I don't think she has the pipes that like Christina Aguilera
I agree.
Has and how... Her...
Neither did Paula Abdul, though.
True.
And I will say that Britney is the same kind of performer as
right.
Paula.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So what will she offer to the show
Agreed.
That's going to be beneficial for, you know,
it's smart. The only thing that she's going to offer is we're talking about it, and everybody else and their mother's
right.
talking about it,
yeah.
so we're going to watch the first one, and they're going to run those
Marketing.
Numbers for days. So we're
Marketing.
Falling for it like zombies.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting, people.
Completely is.
Guys, if you want to get a reading, I am going to be here live all hour. Give me a call at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And a lot of people on Facebook, I want to make sure I get this name, Nolene was saying that she's in South Africa. She can't call in. Nolene, I hear you. We are bonding through the walls of Facebook, my darling. So if you have a question, you can put it on Facebook. You can tweet me, because I'm doing that, at Dougal Fraser. Tweet me a question right on my wall, or call me, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, guys, a man woke up pretty much in the middle of his own funeral. These are the stories we're talking about all this hour. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. I'm 1 year older. Can you tell I've got more wisdom to offer? We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Guylog Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Frazier here. Guys, if you want to call me, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to start first with Katie in Chicago. Hey, Katie, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Are you moving? It's the first thing that pops up.
You know what? Yeah, actually, I put my house on the market a couple years ago, did not sell, but ever since I moved in this place, I know that I'm going to move.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know this is going to sound weird, but if I see something twice, like the minute I hear your voice, I see move written in my head, and then they show it again, it gets like bigger, which I know makes me sound like a crazy person. But what that means is that has to happen ASAP. Here's the thing. I don't like to blame like energy level or if you're feeling drained or disconnected on a location, but I have to admit there's something about this location that is not working for me for you. So I would put your house on the market again if you can. Do you own this place?
I do, yes.
Okay, yeah. So I would sell it. It really feels like a move is going to happen. And I actually think you're going to get more money than you expect because I feel like I'm moving up and I'm moving forward. This is, oh, God, as I start to say that, I see all these sparkles of purple. This is totally your year. It feels like you've spent a lot of time focusing on other people. And right now, I really feel like you're taking action for yourself, which I'm so proud of you for. And the funny part is your mind's going to play tricks on you where you're going to think, oh, you know, I'm being selfish or I should be careful or maybe I shouldn't do that. Don't listen to that. I want you to ignore that voice. You are allowed to take action for yourself. I feel like a lot of times you do like some, especially in the past, you were doing some daydreaming and some visualizing, which is great. But the year 2012 is all about you taking action. So I am going to say, based on the fact that I'm seeing the move twice, is that your house should sell within the next 4 to 6 months. It's pretty quick, but by the fall, you are out of that location, and I just feel really free, and I feel really great, and I realize I'm rambling, and I should let you ask a question. What's your question?
So, well, let's focus on this move thing, because it is a desire of mine. So I put the house in the market. Where do you see me moving? I mean,
good question.
I live in Chicago, and the vibe that I get from the city is I like the energy, but yet I really like wide open space.
Yeah, I do not see you in Chicago. That doesn't really help me. And so I talk about, and I just like to explain it, how it works, guys. So I talk about you moving, and all I see is a heart, which makes no sense. So I don't know. What'd you say?
I'm not married. I've never been married. So I've had other people tell me, you know, actually, I was on the cruise with you and Colette.
Oh, you were?
So one of the things Colette had mentioned to me about my love life was she's like, I see somebody coming into your life. So is that what the heart represents?
No, for me, I don't think I'm talking about relationship right now. I just feel like you find a place that resonates more with your heart. But, you know, sometimes with readings, you know, I can't see everything because there has to be an element of surprise in life. So here's what I would do. I would write down top five locations of where you want to move and cities and towns and places that have pulled you energetically. And I would go visit them to see how they feel because I'm not getting an exact location, you know, and something will resonate with your heart. And I would keep like a folder and I would start putting them in there, but I can guarantee you're not going to be in the Chicago area for much longer. Katie, is that your name or are you just using that for the radio?
My legal name is Kathleen.
Okay. I was just curious because a lot of people give fake names. So sometimes it helps me if I focus in on the other name. Okay. So all I know is there's a move coming really, really soon. I want you to sit back and relax. What I would focus on now is putting the house on the market, go visiting some other areas, but it has to be something that resonates more with your heart. I know that sounds kind of vague, but that's like the closest I can get to right now.
No, I think it makes perfect sense to me. I understand.
Okay, cool. Did you have fun on the cruise?
I had a blast.
You did have fun?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And didn't we just have a phenomenal group of people?
I thought it was spectacular. Everyone got along. Everyone really bonded. And it was super, super fun. I was absolutely delighted by it. Did you get the pictures that we uploaded?
Yes, and I've been trying to upload mine, and I may have to call David for a tutorial because I'm usually pretty good at that. For whatever reason, I can't sort that out. But anyway, I don't want to take up time.
I know, it's like
that.
We're old friends. We'll talk and we're catching up.
We'll have
we'll
have our tech department get on that right away.
Thanks, Katie. Well, have a good day and good luck with the move. Guys, I'm going to go straight to Jay, who is in New York. Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Hello?
Jay?
Hi. No, Jamel. Jamel from Brooklyn.
Oh, hey, Jamel. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Dougal and company.
What's going on, Jamel?
No, and I just was calling because I was feeling, well, I guess I still feel a little head in the cloud, and I was calling for a specific reason, which is to talk about working.
Now, yeah, I was just going to say, Jamel, are you not working right now? Because you really need to be feeling more productive, and I feel like I need more fulfillment during the day. Are you not working at the moment?
No, you said it right, fulfillment during the day, because I'm home watching YNR, so you know I'm not doing nothing. No, but...
Jamel, I love Young and the Restless. That is my go-to.
No, you don't. No.
I'm telling you right now. I remember when Nikki was a stripper. I remember when Jill did nails, and now she's all about Jabot. Don't get me started on Young and the Restless.
Well, I'm liking it too right now, but I mean, I can give it up to go and TiVo it, but I like Paul's son. He's something else, but don't get me going.
As long as Nick and Sharon are still together, it's all that matters.
Right, and I like your wrap-up of what you had to do with Pop Coach. I love that. I love when you talk about Brittany and all those people.
Well, I love that Benny was able to pull up the Young and the Restless thing. Okay, but here's the deal, guys. Yeah. I'm rambling. So, Jamel, yeah. I need you to put more effort in getting a job right now. And here's the thing, Jamel. You are wide open as far as the channel is and as far as being spiritual. But I think sometimes when you're in an interview process, when you're trying to manifest something physical, your energy is not connecting to the person that you're interviewing with, and it's not connecting to the job. So one of the things that I'd like you to do is I would contact either a career coach or a headhunter or someone that you could practice with a little bit more. If you can't afford that right now, you could do something like Toastmasters, where you have to practice giving a speech. But for some reason, the information that you are expressing and trying to deliver is not being received. Because I see job opportunities all over you. Here's what you need to know. You are not going to manifest your passion with your job in the next year. You need a job first, something that pays the bills, that keeps you active, that makes you feel good, that gets you on a regular schedule. But we've got to work on how you deliver the information. There is not a predestined job around you right now, but there's opportunity around you. The next job that you get should last about a year. It almost feels like an apprenticeship or something like that, where you're working with an expert that you're helping build their thing. And once they move up and forward, you go in another direction. But try a career coach or try Toastmasters or something where you can connect with someone that's going to help you deliver the energy a little bit more powerful. Okay, Jamel?
Yes, can I ask one last question?
One quick question.
I know, I'm sorry. I love you. Okay, the thing I'm going to do what you've said. Uh-huh. But I was saying, what you're picking up on me, from, you know, where I'm at right now in my life, mm-hmm. with the education level, mm-hmm. you think that I can walk out the door and then, that's what I'm always having to hang up. I can walk out the door and do something that can support myself.
Yeah, so here's the thing. The way that you even deliver that question, you sound insecure. So what's your education level?
Well, I barely finished high school, didn't do any college, and, you know. So
Jamel, you're calling me for advice, right?
Yes.
How much education do you think I've had?
I don't know.
I didn't finish high school.
Okay. All right.
And so... it's all about how you deliver the energy. You are more of an emotional person. I get it. But even the way you express that, I hear the hesitation. You got to have more power and strength in that. I didn't go to college. I didn't finish high school, but I'm an author. I give advice. I'm a life coach. I'm a teacher. You can do all of those energy things. It's all in how you shift the perspective. So that's what you need to work on. Okay, Jamel? I appreciate the call. Good luck with everything, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay, guys, we're going to go straight to another caller. We've got Austin in Seattle. Hi, Austin. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Are you going to come see me in July when I'm in Seattle?
I hope so. You're at East West, right?
I'm going to be at East West on July 14th and 15th, I believe. Yeah. So what can I help you with, Austin? What's going on?
I've decided to take the focus off selling my house and focus on doing a vacation rental with it.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah. I'm just kind of wondering how you see the summer going.
Actually, I think it's going to go really well. You know, I don't think you profit from it, but I think you kind of break even and it alleviates some of your stress financially. So you may not get that much use out of it because it's going to be rented a lot, but I actually think you're going to do quite well with it. And the good news is, I actually think in the month of October, you will actually be able to sell it. But I think the transition that you've done this year of making it a vacation rental for the summer months was really, really wise. And it's just going to kind of alleviate some of the pressure financially. But ultimately, my prediction is that it will sell in October of this year. Okay?
Okay. I'm thinking if it goes well, I'm just going to keep it.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
I
think there's better investment properties for you. And like I said, I don't think you're going to make too much money from it as a rental. And I definitely see the property leaving and you going in another direction.
Okay.
So put that on the back burner, see what happens. But write your number down of what you want, because I really think ultimately you'll get the number that you're looking for. Okay?
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Cool. Guys, I want to take one person who wrote a question on the wall, Sherry Callahan. She wrote several questions, but I'm only going to do one of them. Are you going to pass algebra? Yes, of course. And will you get to teach? Absolutely. Sherry, I feel like I've talked to you before. Teaching is totally what you're supposed to do. As far as writing a book, I don't see that right now. I do think it's something that's part of what you're going to do, but I don't see it manifesting immediately. Guys, if you're watching Young and the Restless, call me. Pause it. 1-800-930-2819. Again, my number, 1-800-930-2819. You can tweet me, go to the Facebook wall, right in the wall, and I will answer one of your questions. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Psychic Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
She's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Hey, everybody. everybody. Welcome back. Psychic Dougal Frazier here. Guys, I'm so excited. So as you know, I'm going to be on the Dr. Phil show on May 25th. I can't decide if I'm going to watch or not. I'm totally freaked out.
Why?
Because I will watch the whole show only staring at my love handles.
Are you serious?
Beyond. And I'll pace back and forth, and David will be like, what is wrong with you? I'm just joking.
David, you need to work with him.
Believe me, I do.
So I wrote a blog about the experience that's going to be published on the Huffington Post on Monday, which is very exciting. So I will send that out in my email blast. Guys, are you on my email blast? Because I feel like you should be. If you go to DougalFraser.com, you just enter your email address, and I think you get something for free because David makes those things happen, and it's very exciting. But I have to talk about this story. So the Washington Post wrote a story about Mitt Romney allegedly gay bashing a high school classmate. And I had really mixed feelings about this. As a homosexual, I relate to having been made fun of. But, you know, the guy was in high school. So here's the story.
We're all trying to find a space to be in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
According to five fellow students, Romney tackled and gave a forced haircut to a fellow student, John Lauber. And tackling and giving a forced haircut, traumatic, yes. It's also so waspy. You know, it's like, you know, we gave them a haircut and then we, you know, it's also a little gay, Mitt, just saying, you know, we gave him a haircut and then we gave him a makeover.
Because he didn't like his hairstyle.
Maybe it was the early form of a makeover. We're just going to do it.
I don't know many straight men who are like, I'm going to get you and give you a haircut. But it was an intense story. And it was sad. And so the thing is, of course, that the press builds it up and it's a terrible story. And it's one of those moments where I'm sure in hindsight, you know, a lot of the people said it still makes them sick to their stomach. I did things in high school that I still think, oh, God.
It doesn't make it excusable.
Exactly. Yeah, I did use it as a joke in my next blog, but that's just because, you know, just trying to pull a little attention to it. But
it's probably just a publicity stunt.
Of course it is. Yeah. Do you blame him, though? I mean, I don't choose to vote for him, but I just thought it's a little unfair. It's like that story we talked about last week of the woman that worked at the bank, and she got fired for, what was it, like 30 years ago, she had, you know...
It was more, 40 years
40 years ago, she had stolen something from a store, and it's like, oh, come on, you can't be held accountable for everything that you did at childhood. But what's interesting to me is the day and age that we live, they can pull all of those people from high school. I mean, they can get all of that information and it just explodes. And to be honest with you, I was more concerned about the dog, you know, having his dog on the roof of the car because he did that as an adult. You know that story. Don't laugh at me. Do you know that story, Benny?
I don't.
Okay.
That's why I'm bring it up. Will,
during the break, David, can you please Google this?
Of course.
He had a dog. I say that with love. He had a dog on the roof of his car, and they went on like a 6-hour trip with the dog to the roof of the car. And he's like, oh, but, you know.
He likes it.
Yeah, Skeeter loves it
it.
I know. Well, and that was as an adult. So that concerns me more. But whatever, I'm yammering, and we've got people on the line. Let's go to Shane in Seattle. Shane, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Dougal. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure. What can I help you with?
Well, I'm facing an interesting dynamic situation here on my work front with my job. So I'm wondering if you're sensing anything. I just noticed a couple emails coming through from my manager that seemed out of the ordinary.
Well, here's the first thing I'm going to tell you, Shane. One of your biggest strengths is your sensitivity, and one of your biggest weaknesses is your sensitivity. You feel things so deeply, so profoundly, so intimately. I mean, they really become a part of you. So sometimes the turn of a phrase, a look, an expression, if you're in a very vulnerable space, you can really harp on that. So one of the things that I would suggest that you work on right now is trying to be a little bit more strong with your heart center. It's like I want a little bit more of what I like to call a semi-permeable shield, where you let all love and light to enter, but some of the other stuff you need to kind of repel. Here's the thing, Shane. You are a natural-born healer. You should be in an environment where you're actually giving back to people and connecting with people and surrounded by other healers, and I don't think the current work environment is the best for you. It is not personal, though. It has nothing to do with you. There is stressful, chaotic energy there. I don't think a lot of people have the same kind of family feeling or desire to connect with people emotionally the way you do. That's just naturally who you are. So I see you in about, I would say 2 months in an environment that supports more of the healing part of who you are. It's a smaller environment. It's people that really care about each other. But what's going on in your current work situation has nothing to do with you. It's people reacting to the energy and the stress. So try not to take it personally. Now, mind you, that doesn't justify their behavior. That doesn't mean that they get to kind of dump all over you. That's not fair. But I need you to separate that it's not really about who you are as a person. It's about the toxic environment. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, Dougal. So would you advise me just to keep my ear to the ground and look for other opportunities?
Totally.
That better fits my energy. Okay.
And here's the funny thing, Shane. When I actually start talking about it, I start feeling dizzy. Like, the environment is so chaotic, and I think everybody's trying to cover their own butt. It doesn't feel safe to me. And you do best when you are in an environment where you feel safe and where you can really utilize that compassion and that sensitivity that you have. So like I said, I see a job manifesting fairly quickly, but it's in something that I would describe as a healer's environment. And I think that's a better choice for you. Okay, Shane?
Wonderful, Dougal. Thank you.
Great. Good luck with everything. Guys, we're going to go straight to our next caller. I don't know how to say it. What is it?
Chach.
Chach. Okay. And
oh, yes.
Hi, Chach. This is Dougal. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Where are you calling from? I couldn't even pronounce that word.
It's up in the mountains, Tehachapi, California.
Say it 3 times for me.
Tehachapi, Tehachapi, Tehachapi.
You have made my day. Yay! Okay, what's your question?
Well, I had an occasion to speak to you on the Kathy DeBono show once, and I had just called to ask some like random question, and the first thing you said to me was like, you saw money flying all around me, and you got me just thinking about it because you said if I had some kind of idea, some kind of business thing I was thinking about that I should really kind of go for it. And I've actually been thinking about that almost nonstop since then and throwing around, you know, some ideas with some friends of mine and stuff. But I was just wondering if you could just expand on that a little.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, I love that you're thinking about it. And here's the second thing, and hear me out here. You definitely have a little bit of the vibe of a loner or someone who's very independent, which is fine. I like that energy. But I think working with another individual to inspire you, I think, is a good thing. Sometimes when you're in your mind or when you're alone, I think you get a little bit lost there and you have a good time. Like, you're entertained, you're cool with it, you're really self-productive, and that's great. But I actually think working with another individual in a partnership or a concept or an idea would give you a little bit more of a boost that you're looking for or that is needed. Ultimately, I'm going to stick with what I said when you called me on Kathy's show. I still think this is a time for you to really generate money and income. I don't think, and hear me out, I don't think you've challenged yourself enough. And part of what the universe is asking you to do is really dream the dream and make a concept that's really big. The next year and a half, it almost feels like a cash cow to me, but it should be something you do with another individual. I like the idea of you working with a friend, and I think that group dynamic is going to give you a boost and give you more energy and more confidence as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, cool. Do you have another specific question, or is that it?
Oh, no, that's it. I was just wanting to expound on that and just see if my instincts were kind of going right, you know, that way. And you kind of hit it on the head there, and I really thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. And that's perfect what you're doing. I really appreciate it. So work with friends. That's going to give you the boost. And I appreciate you giving the call from Harlow, California.
Great attempt.
Guys, so this is a perfect example of how it works energetically with a reading. So when someone calls in like that and I give a hit, I'm basically giving you what your strengths are. And you see how she said that? She said, I've been thinking about it over and over again, and I've been coming up with ideas, and I've been reaching out with friends. That is how you take energy and turn it into something and manifest something real. You know, it's kind of like the caller that called in earlier that wanted to know where she was going to be moving. A lot of times a reading is kind of like reading a book jacket. You read the outline, you read the description, but there are certain morsels that just have to kind of manifest on their own. Speaking of book jackets, I am reading 50 Shades of Grey. There are a lot of dirty women in this country. Are you reading it, Benny?
No.
Okay, so it took
let you do the dirty reading on this show.
Well, so here's the funny thing. So I'm reading it, and I'm like up to chapter 5, and I was like, where is the sex? And a friend of mine who's a lesbian on Sunday was like, Dougal, it's written for women. There's a buildup. And I was like, 5 chapters of a buildup? You know,
it's about how long it takes.
Crying out loud.
Sorry. I had to just slip it in there.
But then I've only read the what I don't know, the softer, I don't know. It's not, it hasn't gotten crazy yet, but I was still like, oh my Lord.
It's still building.
No. I'm just saying, like, apparently, my sister said there will come a point where you're like, okay, that makes me uncomfortable.
Oh.
So far, I think the first thing that I read is kind of like, you know, 10 being uncomfortable, falling at like a 3. It's not that big of a deal. All these words sound strange. Oh my God. Let's just go to a caller. We've got Sarah in Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Sarah. How are you? I'm rambling.
Hi, Dougal. Well, keep reading. It gets kind of crazy.
Does it get crazy?
Uh-oh. Yes, it gets pretty hot and steamy.
Whoa.
Because so she, I don't think this is a giveaway. She was just presented with the contract, so it's only just starting to get weird. Did you like the book?
I did like it. It was fun. I was like you. I kept waiting, you know, for the build up, thinking, "What is everybody talking about?" Trust me, it gets there.
Okay,
it gets there.
I'll keep going.
It gets there. Keep reading,
Sarah. I'm obsessed with you. What can I help you with?
I'm just calling to ask you about a relationship. I just ended one about 3 months ago.
Which
and
was wait, hold on, hold on. The coming. Ending of that relationship was like the smartest thing in the world. That was so not going to work. I appreciate the effort. I appreciate the thought, but I really feel like ending of that relationship was very, very smart. So here's the deal. And bear with me here. I really feel like the next year is just about you. You're going to date. You're going to have a good time. But it's May of next year that you meet someone. And ironically, it's May of next year that you actually meet a Taurus. A Taurus is a good energy for you. But I really feel like right now we're going to date. We kind of need to let this cycle of the relationship end. You're going to have a fun year. You're not going to feel lonely. It's all going to be good. But I think it's May of next year that you fall in love again. And that person to me is what I like to call the lifetime committed partner. That's the person, your soulmate, that you're going to be with for a really long time, and I feel great about it. But we're going to need to kind of have some closure with this last relationship. Enjoy your year, and it's not till 2013 that I see you manifesting someone else, okay?
Awesome. Love it. And I interviewed for a new job that would require me to move a few weeks ago. Do you see anything with a move?
No, I don't. I don't see the move right now.
Okay.
Okay, I think you're going to stay in the area, so enjoy your year. And next year, you fall in love, my darling. I will keep reading the book. When I talk about it again, please call in so we can chat.
Can you, like, can David, like, videotape you while you get to this point? I want to hear
which,
it.
Which, oh, of the
or
book?
The build of the book, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Right, exactly. I'll wait. The response out of your mouth would probably be priceless. That's what I want.
Well, here's the sad part. David gave me a Kindle Fire for my birthday, and what's the first book that I buy?
Of course.
Mommy Porn. Guys, when we come back, we've got more stories to talk about. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us. I'm going to blow all of my money and don't give two shit.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
the root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Hey guys, Psychic Dougal Fraser here. You're tweeting, you're Facebooking. Is that how you say it? Is that the verb, you're Facebooking? And I want to answer Joe's question. Joe writes, Dougal, is meeting someone special going to happen anytime soon? Joe, thanks for the tweet. So my answer is, you have got to date Joe. I love that you're trying to manifest a significant relationship, but the sense that I get is practice, practice, practice. So how do we do that? You can do things like speed dating, you can do online dating, but I want you to ask someone up for coffee, drinks, dinner, brunch, breakfast. I don't care what it is.
Call our last caller, Sarah. She's
exactly.
Available.
Well, I don't know about that.
No. Okay.
But I really think you need to date. You need to exercise that energy. And then once you've gone through a series of kind of experiences, then I think you're going to manifest the one. But I don't think it's for about 8 to 10 months. So right now, have fun dating. Practice, practice, practice. That is imperative. Guys, David, of course, always pulls a story from the Good News Story, goodnewsnetwork.org. This is fascinating. A dead man wakes up at a funeral. Can you imagine?
This is crazy.
I know.
Can't.
This is crazy.
Hamdi Hafez Al-Nubi, I want to make sure I'm saying that correct, suffered a heart attack while working and was pronounced dead. His grieving family took him home and, according to Islamic tradition, washed his body in preparation for the funeral. A doctor who was sent to sign the death certificate before the funeral noticed that Hamdi's body was warm. At closer observation, it was discovered that he was still alive. His mother fainted upon hearing the good news about his 28-year-old son. 28 years old, that's so young for heart attack. But basically, with the doctor's assistance, he was woken up and they started to celebrate. I feel like that is a very exciting story. But I may have nightmares about it tonight. Why?
I think I would pass out. Could you imagine? I mean, it's not like they were literally like at the, they weren't like lowering him into the ground, but that's
right.
Pretty scary to assume that somebody is.
I think the Lord be with
Benny
us.
Benny is on it today with the audio. My God. Are there versions of Emmys for radio?
Aw, touching right there. Heart goes out.
Well, seriously, you've been very on it.
Thank you.
But I think it's the polar shift of emotion. So someone passes, right? Mm-hmm. That's intense.
Yeah.
And then they wake up. I mean, that is a really dramatic shift in energy. My Lord.
You think?
But it's exciting for him and certainly,
right.
You know, makes me want to hold off on when, you know, you go in. Because in Jewish law, aren't you buried within like 24 hours?
24 hours. It has to happen very quickly.
Can you believe that, Benny? So it doesn't matter where you are in the world.
Unless it's the Sabbath. You can't do a funeral on the Sabbath. But beyond that, it happens extremely quickly.
So you have to race home.
Why so it's fast? Like, is it just tradition
so
for that?
I don't know the exact reason, to be honest.
Just
I just know that it happens quickly.
Interesting. Hmm.
Well, this is kind of changing gears here, but John Travolta, second accuser, does not want mediation. Is that true? Because last night I thought he did.
They were saying that he did, but apparently the lawyer has said that he does not want mediation because they actually want a full trial, but they want a private trial, which means...
Oh, right. Okay, I'm sorry.
So that they can maintain privacy for, you know, what the lawyer is calling his client is a sexual abuse victim. And so it's interesting, though, because the accused is public.
Yes.
It's like the whole thing is public, but they want the victim to be to not be public.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I know we've talked about this in the show before. And at first I thought this is a lot of hoopla, especially with the first accuser who dropped the case. But now they're just coming out of the woodwork. And it's so funny. There's a website that I read. It's called Gawker, G-A-W-K-E-R. And I know it's terrible. I love it, though. I know. It's snarky.
It's just gossipy.
But they've written about me, and it was very snarky, and I still enjoyed it. But they did, like, a whole, like, all the things that have happened to John Travolta in relationship to him being, you know, kind of outed in the past, like, decade. And I kind of forgot about all the stuff. Like, do you remember when they released that photo? I think, you know, some tabloid magazine captured a photo of him kissing a man as he was getting off of his jet, and they're kissing like right on the lips, and it's a, you know, it's a kiss, and
really?
It was the nanny apparently, and they were like, oh, that's just, you know, how
they
our
do
nanny.
It.
Yeah. So
well, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger and their nanny. I mean, right. Well, look what happened
point.
There. I'm sorry.
Why does Hollywood honor their
I
nanny
know, right?
so strangely? So. I just, it really has popped up a lot for him, like over and over and over again. And this one seems to be kind of a tidal wave of energy because it keeps coming up over and over and over again.
I was going
to
comment on that too. It seems like there's always something about him in particular coming up. Like,
right.
why?
I know.
Leave
exactly.
him alone.
And
go.
And anyone that we know and who's worked in the entertainment industry here, like everybody's got some story about, like, oh, you know, no.
But the fact of the matter is, you know, these people are, you know, of course, going to want money, you know, and that's the other side of this.
Yeah, of course.
Is that, you know, there are all those rumors out there. So it is fairly easy for someone to come forward and say, oh, this happened to me. I want $1 million. And I think that's what happened with the first accuser, right? Is that I think John Travolta's lawyer was able to prove that he was not even in the same city as this guy was when he alleged it happened. But the second massage therapist, he has like, he has proof. I think there are hotel
allegedly.
Bills, allegedly.
Yeah.
And
right.
there's email correspondence with the owners of the spa where he said this is what happened to him. And then even furthermore, I think there's surveillance video of like the lobby of that spa where they can see John Travolta leaving that treatment room as well as the therapist looking allegedly upset.
Like upset.
Yeah.
It's getting pretty deep.
And I just feel like you just if it's true, I just can't imagine the pressure of trying to, you know,
hide
keep
that.
Up that image and hide it and
look at what Tiger Woods did.
Well, exactly. You're
okay.
right. Good point.
It's people can do it. But
and I guess when you have that much money and you can kind of command anything and get people to wash things away, it's just so I really hope he didn't do it because it's sad.
Sad. Oh,
and, you
man.
Know, I just it's very, very sad. So I'll be curious to see how this all unfolds.
Greece just won't be the same.
I know.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing.
The
like,
same.
If he is gay, no one's going to care.
No one's going to care.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Cash
I know.
Out. It's not like it's going to ruin your career.
That's true.
It may ruin some Scientology things, but whatever. That's another topic. guys, tomorrow on my show on CBS New Sky Radio, we have... What's our guest name, David? Do you remember her name?
I'm going to need a minute on that.
Okay. We have a caller who called in who had a great personality, and she's an animal communicator. I believe her name is Shauna. But you can tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And, no, I'm sorry, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, next week, I'm going to be on the Dr. Phil Show. I'm so excited. I'm nervous. I'm anxious.
May 25th, right?
May 25th. And David always thinks that I should watch, but I always feel like I experienced it. I don't need to watch.
Right, you lived it.
I lived it. Do you think that's weird?
I'm setting my DVR, so I've got to.
Well,
I've got
but
to
I'm
watch
saying,
this.
Like, for yourself, like, do you ever listen to old recordings of the show?
Yeah,
you
you're right.
To
no, I don't. Every once
it's
in a
weird.
While, I might go back just to be like, oh, that's what I said? I actually
exactly.
said that?
Right.
So, you're right. You're right.
So
you're right.
It's not that I'm being like overly critical. It just feels kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, I don't know. Oh, very quickly, Knuckles the dog. I know we have to wrap up. So this morning on the Today Show, there is this guy who spent $60,000 suing his ex-girlfriend about their dog, Knuckles. She moved from New York to California, and they're in a custody battle over their dog. Well, it's not really custody, because legally dogs are considered property. $60,000, and now he's on the internet asking for donations for you to win the dog back. Now, guys, I love my dog. I get it. But at some point, we have to let things go. He seemed very angry, and I felt so badly for poor Knuckles. I've had way too much coffee today, guys.
So much could come from that, though. I mean, he's going to get protection from, you know, all the animal lovers and...
Did you see the interview?
Dog's best man's best friend, right? I mean...
No. The interview of the guy. He just seems a little... he seems a little angry at his ex-girlfriend. Uh-huh. I agree that Knuckles is part of the focus, but if you really want what's best for Knuckles, I'm just... I don't know. It just seemed kind of intense.
Do it for Knuckles!
Do it for Knuckles!
Do it for Knuckles!
All right, guys, we've got to run. If you didn't get to hear all of the show, please go to my website, dougalfraser.com, click the recent press button, and you can listen to all of the archives. If you want to get a reading for me, you can always call me directly at 1-877-936-8425. That's 1-877-936-8425 to make an appointment. For all of you that wrote on the wall, that tweeted, I appreciate it. I can't get to everybody, but I will be available tomorrow live, and you can try to call in again. All good times. Again, dougalfraser.com. Oh, and if you're listening in Seattle on KKNW, I'm going to be in Seattle on July 14th and 15th. I'm doing a talk at the East West Bookshop and a workshop on Saturday. It is definitely going to sell out, so you want to sign up quickly. I need a bath.
No,
I need
you don't.
To relax.
We'll just do the duck tour when you show up. Too.
We'll just do. You know, I'm thinking of coming for an entire week.
Ooh.
I thought maybe we could rent a house or something. And
oh wow, you're going big.
Some sort of a barbecue, or I don't know.
You don't need to rent a house.
You What'd you say?
You don't need to rent a house for that.
It's actually cheaper than a hotel.
Okay, then let's rent a house.
Yeah. VRBO.com. Just saying. All right, guys, have a great day. Trust your heart. I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
She's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.